Jesus said, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from this world. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. It is hard to believe, but I have been here with you at the Church of the Ascension for just over a year. And this being the last Sunday of the church year, the reign of Christ, or Christ the King, we have now heard the story of our salvation through once together. We begin in Advent, where we look back to the first coming of Jesus and look forward to his next coming. Then we have Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of Jesus, God taking on flesh and coming into the world, followed by the season of the Epiphany, where the whole world, Jew and Gentile alike, come to realize who Jesus is, God on earth. We then move into Lent and Easter, where our Lord heads towards the cross, and by his work on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later, offers salvation to all humanity through faith in him and his church. This brings us to the long season of Pentecost, where we wear green and we hear about Jesus' life and ministry and the teaching that he leaves for us, his followers, here on earth. And then to today, Reign of Christ, or Christ the King Sunday, where we recognize Jesus for who he really is, King of both heaven and earth. Next week will be the first Sunday of Advent, where this story of salvation, the story of the world and humanity's relationship with God, will be told once more. Christ the King Sunday, though, is a relatively new feast in the Christian Church, less than 100 years old, but it is a great feast because it causes us to take stock of who Christ is, what he has done, and what he is still doing in our world. Christ the King Sunday, or the Reign of Christ, was first held in the Roman Church in 1925, a time when the world was going through a great time of change. Different political ideologies were beginning and clashing, and people were starting to divide, and no one in the Western world really knew what was happening or where the world was heading. This was the context of the first Christ the King, this volatile political environment, interesting perhaps in our own world as we celebrate Christ the King less than 100 years later. Pope Pius, the Pope who instituted this feast, said this of the feast: "The faithful, moreover, by meditating upon these truths, Christ being King, that is, will gain much strength and courage, enabling them to form their lives after the true Christian ideal. If to Christ our Lord is given all power in heaven and on earth, if all people purchased by his blood are by rightly his subjects, they are in his dominion. If this power embraces all people, it must be clear that not one of our human faculties is exempt from his empire. He must reign in our minds, which should assent with perfect submission and firm belief to the truths of his doctrine. He must reign in our wills, which should obey the laws and precepts of God. He must reign in our hearts, which should spurn natural desires and love of God above all things, and cleave to him alone. He must reign in our bodies and in our member, which should serve as instruments for the interior sanctification of our souls, or to use the words of the Apostle Paul, as instruments of justice to God. Simply put, Christ must be the King of all of us, of all our faculties, heart, body, mind, and soul." We now turn to our gospel reading that we have for today, that famous reading from the Gospel of St. John, the scene where Jesus is on trial before Pilate, and Pilate is asking him who he really is. Is he really a king, like the people say he is? In our reading for today, Jesus is, of course, on trial before Pilate, the Roman governor of Israel. Pilate really has no desire to put Jesus to death, or for this trial, or even this conversation to be taking place, for Jesus was not the only one at the time claiming to be the Messiah, or the king of the people of Israel. Pilate very much viewed this as a waste of time. Pilate asks Jesus, though, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus does not answer Pilate directly. Jesus simply says, "Do you ask this of your own accord, or did others tell you about me?" Jesus then says something very interesting. He says, "My kingdom is not from this world." This is very interesting, as we know that Jesus has a kingdom, and he has come to bring about a kingdom, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, as it is called in the Gospels. But Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Notice he does not say, "My kingdom is not in this world." He simply says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus' kingdom is not like the other kingdoms of this world. Rather, it is a heavenly kingdom. And although his kingdom is not of this world, it is certainly in this world, as we as the church have a part to play in the building of his kingdom in the here and now. Jesus' kingdom is both here and now, and that's where we as the church have a part to play, but it is also a future heavenly kingdom where all things will be made right and set right, where the truth of God that he willed from the beginning of the world will be lived out in perfect harmony. We as the church, as Christian people, are part of Jesus' kingdom, for we as the church are supposed to be a foretaste of this heavenly future kingdom in the world right now by our words and our deeds, by loving God and loving our neighbors, as we have heard so much about in these last weeks. That is why our Lord is able to say to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world, for it is a heavenly one, but it is in this world, through us, the believers, the body of Christ, the church." Jesus' kingdom is not bound by this earth, you see. No power of earth or ruler or dominion can have control over Jesus' kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is the place where truth is held and proclaimed. The truth to Jesus and truth in his kingdom is the unwavering conformity to God's will. And that is what Jesus taught us in the way that he lived his life and how we try to order our lives as Christian people to bring about some of that kingdom in the here and now. Jesus is the King, and his kingdom exists anywhere in this world where people accept his truth and try to live it out in their lives by words and deeds, where Jesus rules their faculties, as the Pope said, heart, body, mind, and soul. Again, Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, but it is certainly in this world. When I think of the kingdom of Jesus, or where Christ is king, the place where the truth reigns and Jesus' followers try to live it out in word and deed, I often think of the saints. I think of people like Saint Francis of Assisi, who renounced this world and its powers and kingdoms to live for and serve Jesus in his kingdom. He went around preaching the truth, Christ, and living a life of poverty, giving up all his worldly goods in order to serve another kingdom, the kingdom of God. And he inspired thousands of men and women to do the same. In his words and his deeds, and by God's grace, he helped build a little of his kingdom in the here and now. I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of our Lord, who when she was a young teenager, asked by our Lord to fulfill her mission and vocation, she said yes. She allowed the truth of Christ, of God, to reign in her heart and in her life. And she responded to God with a yes, and lived out his kingdom here in the world, in word and deed, by his grace, and she allowed him to be her king. I think of the stories of the 12 apostles right at the beginning of the Gospels, called by Jesus, leaving everything to follow him, leaving family, friends, livelihood, and jobs to follow the truth, Jesus Christ, and to live out his kingdom in word and deed by his grace. They renounced the kingdoms and values of this world for a different one, and followed a different king, Jesus Christ, our Lord. But this brings us back to the day, today, and us, the church, in the here and now, as we mark and celebrate Christ the King Sunday. The kingdom of God is indeed the place where Christ rules and Christ is the ruler in our hearts. And just like the saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the apostles, we all have a part to play in building a little bit of his kingdom in the here and now. Jesus has taught us through the church lectionary in the last 6 months how we are to live our lives in word and deed to build up our kingdom, his kingdom. And our job as his followers is to simply respond with a yes, to forsake the kingdoms and powers of this world, and to follow a different kingdom where Christ is king. So let Christ be king in your heart, body, mind, and soul, and go out from this place and build his kingdom in the world in word and deed, And let us, as the church, as a community of believers, be a foretaste of the true kingdom, where we will all go one day at our journey's end to be with Christ, where he reigns and is king. Amen.